I'd like to call this meeting to order. Welcome everyone to our call meeting here. First, I would like to recognize a new member who is taking Ms. Karen Rackham's place because she had a promotion and job setting. Mr. Jason Johns, thank you, sir. And he will be completing the term that Karen was representing. So at this time, I'd like for all of us to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Stone, would you mind? I'm sorry. Mr. Cooper, would you mind leading us in the pledge?
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Warren, would you open us with a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thanks for this opportunity to come together in person today. As an executive committee, I thank you for your blessings that we've experienced as we have several sports who begin to play and play safely, and we continue to do so as our schools are in session. I ask continued prayer for our parents, our students, our teachers in the classroom, and the leaders across our state in education as they all continue to try to work in this unusual situation caused by the virus and do the best job that they can so that our students can still learn and that they get opportunities like athletics to continue this year. I pray you'll give us wisdom as we meet today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, WC. In your folder, you have a copy of the minutes from our last meeting, August 5th. We'll entertain a motion for minute approval.
Mr. President, I make a motion that we accept the minutes for August 5th, 2020.
Mr. Beasley makes a motion for a minute to be accepted.
Seconded
by Mr. Stone. All in favor, please raise your right hand.
14.
All those opposed?
No opposed.
Thank you. Our minutes have been approved. Who's getting ready for Greenwood? Our first appeal will be for Greenwood. Again, I need to read you the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or the release of an employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open session.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the code and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking an interpretation of the league's constitution and bylaws, seeking a hardship petition under the special conditions and eligibility provision of the league's bylaws, or seeking relief to a sanction and or fine imposed by the league for a violation committed.
We're seeking relief to a sanction imposed.
Sanction relief as stated. Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Hearing none, if there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Thank you. I'm Catherine Benjamin, the principal of Greenwood High School. Athletic director Michael Hudson, the RN. This is our head football coach Chris Liner. Our superintendent for Greenwood District 50, Dr. Steve Gwynn. And the school district's attorney, Scott Lindberg. At this time, I'm going to turn this over to Scott Lindberg.
Thank you, members of the committee. Again, I'm Scott Winburn. I have a few extra copies of what I submitted if you need it. If anybody needs them, it's on the laptop. Of course, we are here today, and I have a lawyer in Columbia and represent Greenwood School District 50. Appreciate you allowing us to be here. I don't know what your full agenda is, but I know that we have actually two appeals here today, and I appreciate the ability to come and see you face to face. I know it's not ideal, but I'd like to just share some thoughts. These are important. These good folks from Greenwood are here today, and I think you'll hear mostly from them. I don't want to take all of the time, but just an observation. Wanted to share with you, when I first met with the folks in Greenwood a month ago at one of their board meetings, what struck me was their interest in opening schools, opening them safely. They, like all the other districts around the state, have worked their butts off to do this well. This issue is very similar, both of these issues that will be before you today. These two schools, Greenwood High School in this case, has really worked hard to abide by the rules. And I believe this is an opportunity for the appellate panel to consider the application of the rules that the High School League that you've determined are the rules and that the league tries to impose. In this case, this is a case about girdles. And really, not to be blunt, but it's kind of a case about jock straps. And I don't want to be flippant about it, because the sanction here is a $500 sanction, which is fairly significant in my view, considering the executive committee's basic guidelines on penalties. The other sanction is for losing what essentially is a scrimmage. And I think it's important to think about the context that we are all in here in the middle of a pandemic. These kids want to get back to practice, and so I think in this time, a sanction such as that, when you lose an entire scrimmage and an entire practice, is particularly is punitive, and I have argued that. But we're here today to ask for your reconsideration for this, and given the facts, given the circumstances that we find ourselves in. We do not contend that we did anything wrong. In this case, the whole issue is whether they went, whether these players participated in practice in full gear or not. Based on your rules, and I'll go through the brief very quickly so that these other good folks can speak. The rules that you have before you, that these all of these schools across the state are having to read and to consider, simply do not prohibit girdles. In this case, and I think Coach can give you a little more detail, but only if some of the players wore girdles with pads, and that was during pad progression, helmets and shoulder pads, and then you're moving into pad progression on September 8th, and of course the alleged violation is that they that is a violation according to the sanction that was ruled upon by the league. And I just want to point out that the only place where girls is mentioned relates to passing leagues in 7-on-7, where they are strictly prohibited. And I'll just quote, players may not wear padding of any kind during the 7-on-7 passing league competition, i.e., and this is in parentheses, no girdles, hip, thigh, or tailbone protection. Otherwise, there is no mention of girdles in the rules that I have found. And I certainly stand to be corrected, but that's the only place that girls is mentioned. It is not disputed in this case that the kids did not wear pants. It's not disputed that they did not wear full pads because they did not have knee pads. And I think the folks in the high school league can concede that based on their discussions. Additionally, the other authority cited by the high school league as the basis for their sanction was the best practices return to play for fall 2020. And I have excerpted that in part of the brief. And in that, it, and I'll just read very quickly, schools will, let's see, full pads September 10th. Before that, it says helmets and shoulder pads September 8th. And we contend that simply adding a word only to helmets and shoulder pads only would have clarified this dispute. But instead, as I mentioned, some of the students did decide to put their girdles on. And as I began, and again, this is a discussion that I've had with these good folks this morning, what I understand is these kids used it essentially like a jock strap. I had to go back to whenever I played middle school football in Bentonville, South Carolina as a Green Gremlin. We had girdles. I remember them distinctly. Years after that, we would belt our pads into our pants, and so there was no distinction there. So in this case, these kids arrived at practice, I would imagine, just like all of my kids and your kids and everybody you know, they're eager to do something, to get back to life, you know. They put their girdles on and they go out there with their shorts. And that is what we're here about today. And finally, the webinar or the PowerPoint presentation under the football update issue August 28th, which was the basis, again, another basis by which the high school league chose to impose a sanction, it simply does not exclude the use of girdles. Again, these are equivalent to, in my view, a jock strap, and it just so happens that the pads in question are sewn into these garments. And as I'll hopefully conclude here, in the brief, I mentioned that you guys have the authority to determine what you think is reasonable. You obviously determined that the sanction imposed, it was reasonable at one time. And I think given these facts as they are presented to you, you absolutely have the authority to reconsider those penalties, to vacate those penalties. And in this case, the penalty has already been imposed. We're not getting the scrimmage back, and we're not getting the practice back. And that's, I think that's okay. Obviously, it's not ideal. But what I believe, you know, what I'm hearing, and frankly, I think a lot of folks across the state are sort of tuned in here, is that, you know, our folks are viewed as cheaters in a way, and they're have to present to you as the appellate panel to consider this, to consider the sanction that's imposed, whether it's too egregious or whether it's just right. Y'all may believe it's, oh, this is okay, you knew what you're doing. But you absolutely have the authority to determine, you know, let's just chalk this up. We need to add a word to our bylaws, and it'll resolve this. It'll resolve it across the state, in my view, because, and this isn't evidence for what I'll share with you, I think there are anecdotes around the state that relate to girdles and whether those are a violation. And so I think clarifying that will be very helpful for the kids across the state. I think it'll be very helpful for the kids across the, for the coaches across the state. And, you know, these guys are amongst the coaching fraternity, and I think, you know, they can speak better to that than I can. I'm happy to answer any questions, but what I'd like to do is ask Mr. Steve Glenn to say a few words, or, hey, Coach, either one.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for having us. First of all, you know, you might wonder why we're even here, because we've already had the practice taken away from us. We've already had a scrimmage taken, and I promise you it's cost me more to talk to him than we have to come to take five. But the fact is, I think as a body, I think we have to do a better job stating what we intend. And I'm including myself in that, and, you know, Commissioner and I, we've talked about it too. But, and also with the sanctions. Now he's looked at, this is a man who has an exemplary record. You know, one of the people came up to me yesterday and said, so you had him a year and you've already ruined him, not even a year? That was a joke. But still, yet somebody sitting back at home might believe that. He's been cited as having an illegal practice, and that's not what it is. That's the reason we're here. The rules were stated. We were within the rules. If there's something implied, we might have missed it. But if you don't, the only one in our business, if you imply something, it doesn't count unless it's written. And we don't feel like that that's the case in this situation.
Sure. I'll be honest with you, and this is kind of embarrassing and to a degree. You know, and it's certainly nothing against myself as the head coach of Greenwood High in the high school league. I love Coach Singleton. I don't know Mr. Winsky. But at some point, and again, I know Coach Gula told me when I first started coaching, and this is my 24th year, I've been a head coach for a long time. I've never even gotten a 15-yard penalty in the game. So when I got the phone call, hey, Coach, did you have a legal practice? I'm like, oh, crap, one of my coaches is in a picture with his mask down. And, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on, I was just scared to death because we've tried our best to make it work, just like all of us have. And it was embarrassing to me because I've never been in this situation before. I've never come down here for anything at all. And, you know, and it really hurt because Coach told me back in the day, he said, Coach, if you ever find out somebody that's in violation of our stuff, our Constitution requires us to report them. I got on the phone that night, and, you know, again, I've been doing this a long time, and I know just about everybody. 80% of the high school coaches in our state had on girdles the same day that we did. I talked to Pete Yannity on the phone yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, Chris, did they not watch our special? I had two segments with four or five of the most prominent schools in the upstate wearing girdles the same day we did. And that really bothered me because I didn't know it was a rule. And I read the rules. I call people before I make a decision on anything. I called around that day, hey, Bo, did y'all have my girls on? Please take them off. My point for being here is I just want that to be changed. And if I broke the rule, I'll take the consequences, okay? I have no problem doing that whatsoever. But I need for this rule, or I think we need for this rule to be rewritten because it is obviously being misinterpreted everywhere. Or at least add the word only, as our lawyer suggested, or... I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we change it. You know, I don't know where that has changed. You know, I've never been to the principal's AD meetings in March. I've never been an athletic director. I've only been a coach, you know, and I also teach Algebra 2, so I was actually in my Algebra 2 class when they came down to tell me what had gone on. And so, you know, I was embarrassed because I don't want to make South Carolina high school football coaches look poorly in any light. I want for us to be respected. you know, with a lot of the things that we're accused of or so forth. So honestly, I'm just standing here basically for my colleagues. I got a lot of really close friends that are in this game, and they love this game, and they love their kids, and they do a great job of, you know, being dads, you know, surrogate fathers, and so forth and so on, that we desperately need in 2020. And I don't want them to break rules that obviously I did, you know. And so I think this needs to be revisited. It needs to be looked at. And I don't want someone that cares as much about this game and all the people sitting in this room and what we're trying to do, I don't want them to have to be standing before you this time next year, because it's going to happen again. It may have already happened. I don't know if there's been precedence to this already. If there has been, nobody's told me. Maybe there has been. I don't know. I've never been here before. But really, that's all I got, and I appreciate y'all having us today.
Just to add one other thing, in case you haven't been able to read what we presented, read everything we presented. You know, I begin by acknowledging the difficult task it is for the folks in the high school league to try to impose, you know, these guidelines, whatever they may be. I mean, I think this is a particularly hard time to do any of this. So we want to acknowledge that. But again, we're not here to throw bombs at what, you know, decisions were made based on, you know, their judgment. But we are here to, I think, identify a change that needs to be made in the rule. And I think Coach said better than I did. And so we ask for your consideration. We're happy to answer any questions. But again, I think we all view this as a collaborative process rather than an adversarial one. And I want to make sure that the folks in the high school league understand that, because they're trying to do their job, we're trying to do ours, and you guys are trying to do yours. So you certainly have the authority to consider this. I think we're presenting to you, hopefully, I don't know that there is precedent, but hopefully, you know, you will reconsider the sanction and basically vacate the ruling here so that there's some clarity across the state. I'm happy to try to answer any questions, or any of these folks are happy as well.
Direct this to Ms. Benjamin. Do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
I do.
Okay. My understanding then is that this appeal is to relieve the sanction imposed by the league staff against Greenwood High School as it relates to an illegal practice. Okay. At this time, I will open the floor for questions. Mr. Cooper.
Coach.
Yes, sir.
So that I'm clear, all right. Now I know the new girls, a lot of those have built-in pads,